This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 23. Let your yes be yes. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made." But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Colossians 3, verse 9. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. Each of the students took their turn. They raised their right hand and solemnly swore to carry out their duties with honesty and integrity. Another student association executive team was in place and set to serve the student body for another year. But the question may be asked, was this swearing-in ceremony wrong? Was it? And is every other oath of office a violation of Jesus' teaching? No. The point Jesus makes is that we are to be people who keep our word. One of the most important examples of being a Christian witness is the matter of keeping promises. As a chaplain, I speak to dozens of students, faculty, and staff each day. Often, I'm asked or invited to do things. The easy part is to say yes. Remembering what I promised and then following up on it is the hard part. Unfortunately, I still have cringeworthy moments when someone begins a sentence with, "Remember when you said you would?" Regardless of our occupation and regardless of whom we are speaking to, being true to our word is a mark of faithfulness. Thankfully, our God is always faithful to his promises. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we too may grow in being faithful to the promises and commitments we make. Pray with me. Holy God, help us truly to be people of our word. Help us to do what we promise so that our yes is yes and our no is no. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.